You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, January 5th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We'll start in Cleveland with more fallout from Monday Night Football, in which quarterback Baker Mayfield was sacked 9 times. Here's Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Baker won't play in this last game. We're going to hold him out. He's going to get surgery scheduled and really as soon as possible so that he can, you know, get back healthy as soon as possible. Throughout this whole thing, we have tried to make the right decision based on all the information available to us, constant dialogue with our medical staff, with Baker, all those type of things. And throughout, have really felt comfortable based on all that information that he was able to play and those type of things. So obviously frustrated for him. But just felt like that was the right thing to do for right now.
All right. That has left many wondering whether Mayfield has played his last game as a member of the Cleveland Browns. Mayfield, of course, is under contract through the 2022 season, his fifth year and the Browns' fifth year option on Mayfield. Cleveland hosts the Cincinnati Bengals in Week 18 on Sunday. Case Keenum is expected to start for the Browns. In NFL coaching news, the Jacksonville Jaguars continued their search on Tuesday as a familiar name, Jim Caldwell, met with the club. The 66-year-old Caldwell has 7 years of experience as a head coach in the league with the Indianapolis Colts and the Detroit Lions. He was last a head coach in 2017 and last a coach, period, with the Miami Dolphins in 2019 when he served as Miami's assistant head coach and quarterbacks coach. The Jags have already interviewed Doug Peterson and are expected to talk with Bucs defensive coordinator Todd Bowles before speaking with Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. Also, pay attention to the Jags game this week. In addition to the fact that Jacksonville can play spoiler to the hopes and dreams of the Colts, Mark Long of the Associated Press has reported that some fans plan to wear clown costumes to the game in protest of the team keeping general manager Trent Baalke. Jags fans have been resorting to clown memes on social media as a message to owner Shad Khan. The fans in Jacksonville are calling it a clown out, but hopefully their effort works and it doesn't lead to a con out. There have been rumblings over the years that the league would like to see a team in London. This theoretically and hypothetically could push ownership in that direction across the pond. Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts sent a letter to the Washington football team and the NFL on Tuesday asking what action will be taken stemming from a near-tragic incident when a railing collapsed Sunday at FedEx Field. If you haven't seen the video, about 6 or 7 fans almost fell on Hurts, and it was a very dangerous scene. I'll read some of the letter here. Through the initial shock, my first reaction was to assist those involved. However, while I displayed a calm composure, I understand the severity of what happened, and I am extremely concerned for the well-being of the fans and media. As a result, I would like to know what safeguards the NFL and WFT are implementing to prevent this from ever occurring in the future. The resources of the NFL and team organizations ensure our safety through playing this physical sport, but what happened on Sunday put both fans and players unnecessarily at risk long after the final whistle. I look forward to hearing from you on this matter. Sincerely, Jalen Hurts. So no response from the Washington football team yet, but it did reveal that its new name and logo will debut on February 2nd. The Defenders, the Commanders, the Admirals, and even the Washington Groundhogs have been floated as possibilities. February 2nd is, after all, Groundhog Day, or what I like to call the day that that damn groundhog better not see its shadow. By the way, the WFT works because I can chant it. Let's keep it. WFT. WFT. All right, let's finish off your Wednesday update with our speed round. Tennessee Titans linebacker Bud Dupree was charged with a misdemeanor assault after a fight with a Walgreens employee. The Titans said in a statement they are aware of the situation and are gathering additional information. Tennessee can clinch that number one seed and the AFC bye this weekend. 21 players were added to the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday, all for a positive test. That includes Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert and Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson. The Dallas Cowboys designated tight end Blake Jarwin to return from injured reserve while putting wide receiver Michael Gallup on injured reserve. The Arizona Cardinals signed veteran quarterback Bashaud Breeland to the practice squad. Remember, they had wanted to do this last week, but Breeland had to clear a COVID test first. That has happened. Kansas City Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire has yet to return to practice. The Chiefs have a short week as they prepare for Saturday's game against the Denver Broncos. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have still not waived wide receiver Antonio Brown, which means they still have his rights. They also still have his pads and his shirt, which he left on the sideline. No word if Brown has even put on a shirt yet. He was shirtless in the end zone the last time we saw him. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, January 5th. I did this update with the shirt. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is in session. It's another episode of NFL University. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.